Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Time for On Point Live with Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater. I'm telling you, it's a great show here. We got a lot of things to talk about this week, and our stars of the show, the fearless quarterback, known for leading our Los Angeles Rams to Super Bowl 79. He's got that cannon arm, and he also throws a good football. Alongside him, we got Hall of Fame right tackle, seven-time Pro Bowler, four-time NFC Offensive Lineman of the Year, known as the Energizer Bunny, and he wrote this intro for himself. He just keeps going and going. We're talking about Jackie Slater. Welcome, Vince. Welcome, Jackie.
Thank you very much, my friend. And might I share something with you? It was Super Bowl 14 yes. that Vince was our quarterback in.
But what did
Not
he say?
So, he said Super Bowl 79.
Well, he's coming
you
back.
You know, I got a funny feeling that he's at home in his pajamas.
We haven't had 79 Super Bowls yet.
I think he's at home in his pajamas sipping on something he shouldn't be drinking this time of day.
No, he's still celebrating from the 4th of July, I think.
Yeah, you got a 4th of July hangover going here.
We had a good time, though, didn't we, Jackie?
We had a
good 4th of July. Jackie had you over and had your family over. Matthew was visiting out here.
We went to the parade. You were driving in the parade.
Oh, yeah.
Throwing balloons out and everything. Candy coming from everywhere.
Man,
you know, the people down in Orange Park Acres in Orange, California, there's some fantastic folks, and they really enjoy the holidays, Vince. And the kids are all involved. My grandkids got involved in all the activities. We've been there before, but what a wonderful celebration of our country and all that it stands for, and certainly to see it in that particular community. It was a fantastic thing.
And you talked about your grandkids, you know, Noah and Jeremiah and Micah.
They had a blast. They had a fantastic
time. But wasn't one of them wrecking havoc there in the house?
Yes, it was
the
five-year-old. The five-year-old. I mean,
Noah.
You know, first of all, I didn't know I had to, have a membership at my modem.
Oh, yeah.
My computer modem. So what happened was all of the internet went out in my house, and we couldn't figure out what it was, and then we had a surge of some sort. And so I found out that all the wires had been dislocated and everything. And then I woke up like one morning 2 days later, and I heard the sound. And I walk in the room, and the five-year-old has got both fingers going all over trying to figure out how to work the doggone printer. I said, you are the one that did it.
He's the culprit.
You were the guy that did it this time.
Well, I'm glad you got it straightened out, because we got internet access now.
Yes, we do.
And the kids are back in Boston, so everything's back to normal.
Kind of back to normal.
Yeah. Check out our website, onpointlive.net. Check us out on Instagram, on.point.live. Our sponsor is HarmonyCheese.com. Jerry Haynes is going to be here today. And email us, onpoint@crntalk.com. onpoint@crntalk.com. We'll be back with Vince and Jackie on Point Live. And now for Harmony Cheese, here are Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony Cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin.
Our signature golden age cheeses are a symphony of taste. From the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange Abergele to the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester.
Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot cheddar, or savor the unique combination of flavors in our portabella and chive Abergele.
Harmony Cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
Don't forget to visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
That's harmonycheese.com. Football is won in the trenches. And if you want to dominate the line of scrimmage, you need more than just size. You need skill, technique, and a mindset of greatness. At Slater Enterprises, Hall of Fame offensive lineman Jackie Slater, 20-year veteran of the Los Angeles Rams, will help you develop the footwork, strength, and intelligence to control the game. Jackie has trained some of today's top NFL linemen, helping them maximize their potential and build long, successful careers. Every great offensive lineman starts with technique. Let's fix the technical issues, build your confidence, and make you unstoppable. If you're serious about improving your game and taking your skills to the next level, contact Jackie Slater today at jackies7644@aol.com. Start your journey to excellence. Go to jackies7644@aol.com. Slater Enterprises, where champions are built. Touchdown! Vince Ferragamo is inviting you to experience the taste of victory, not on the field, but in your glass. From NFL quarterback to winemaker, Vince Ferragamo has brought the same passion and dedication that lit up stadiums to crafting world-class wines. At Vince Ferragamo Vineyards, you'll find award-winning Italian varietals, including the luxurious Super Tuscan blend Caressa J, bold Primitivo, elegant Pinot Nero, and rich Sangiovese. All gold medal and 90-plus point winners. Perfectly paired with food, cheese, or enjoyed on their own, these wines bring a touch of Italy to your table. Why wait? Make tonight a celebration. Visit VinceFerragamoVineyards.com now and experience the magic of fine wines crafted by a true legend. That's VinceFerragamoVineyards.com. Vince Ferragamo Vineyards, where fine wine meets greatness.
Welcome back to On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn, along with the stars of our show. Guy from Super Bowl 14, Vince Ferragamo. He's going to be in Super Bowl 79 coming up. And we got Jackie Slater here, one of the great players of all time. And by the way, gentlemen, I was looking through our mail stack here. Our producer, Corey Marino, and myself, did you get your invitation, Al Corey, for the 4th of July bash, apparently, that Vince and Jackie went to?
I did not.
I don't see it. What happened, Vince? What happened, Jackie?
How many papers were you ruffling up there, my man?
Yeah, I told you you needed to send that invitation out a week earlier.
Yeah, well, they didn't.
A week earlier. I mean, it's going to get there late. They'll get it probably next week.
Right. It's short notice, you know.
Yeah, short notice.
All best things happen just like on the spur of the moment.
They'll get it next week.
Yeah. We're looking for an invitation, though, to the Rams training camp. They report on the 22nd. First workout going to be on the 24th. What are we looking for this year? New faces, new roles, some leadership. Start with you, Vince Ferragamo. What are you looking forward to seeing at the Rams training camp?
Well, certainly the new acquisitions make a lot of sense, and that's intriguing because we want to see how Devontae Adams is going to be integrated into this offensive scheme. And I think, you know, a lot of people talk about his age, Jackie, being 11th year in the league, but, you know, that's still at a receiver's prime. And as good as Devontae Adams is outside, I mean, that's one of the key missing elements of the team last year. And I think Matt Stafford is pleased to have him aboard this offense, and so is Sean McVay. I think they're going to be very creative. They were very instrumental in showing a lot of highlight film from Devontae Adams to the younger personnel they had there, Jack, which is going to have a big effect on this team.
Absolutely. And that's one of the strengths of Sean McVay as a head coach. This guy, he realizes, you know, that Cooper Kupp was an integral part of what they've been doing there for a number of years now. Cooper Kupp was the first guy there, last guy to leave. He's coaching on the field, on the practice field. He's bringing people up to speed, telling them what they're going to do and what they need to do. I mean, he's going to be missed. The other thing now Cooper Kupp did an outstanding job of was blocking in the running game. And McVay likes to run the ball, as he's proven by putting together a nice little group of running backs here. So one of the things that I'm expecting to see with this new wide receiver that they brought in, I'm expecting to see them throw the ball a little bit deeper down the middle of the field as they use Devontae in that particular area. But the other things, man, it's just hard for me to imagine that they could get that much better by adding Devontae and taking away Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp, in my opinion, was a critical piece that kept that team afloat during the flat times and that elevated them during a very special time. I think he's going to be missed.
Okay, hold on a second. So you got new faces there, Devontae Adams. You got veteran leadership with Matthew Stafford. But, Jackie, you think that they're going to be missing the Cooper Kupp? Vince Ferragamo, your thoughts?
Well, I was just going to just agree with Jackie there because I think he's a very difficult person to replace. Simply because he's like a coach on the field, Michael. He's very instrumental in giving the little inspiration that some of these receivers need and some of their route running and how they, you know, come back from defeat and how they struggle through the life seasons of playing football and the rigors of the National Football League. So he was an intricate part of this whole offense, a scheme. Right. And now, but Puka Nacua is a possession type receiver.
Yes.
You know, he's kind of the same mold, but not quite as elusive as
not
far
the leader.
As. Yeah, he's not quite the leader, guy that's going to step up.
We can't. Puka Nacua has been special. There's no doubt about it. But right. I think a lot of his success came from him learning from Cooper Kupp how to run the routes, what the quarter. And see, that's another thing. You know, Matthew Stafford is an excellent quarterback, and I think you and I both agree on that. But Matthew Stafford needs to have that piece beyond the head coach to help him bridge the gaps with his thought processes and the receivers that are on the football field. Now, Devontae is going to come in, and he's going to do things a little bit quicker. I like the way McVay, some time ago when he first got there, he took some examples of Devontae's route running, and he put it up, and he showed it to a lot of the guys that were already in the room for the last few years. He wanted them to see that this is a guy, too, that we can also trust, that can also get it done, that also understands the intricate details associated with running routes and beating coverages. Now, that was critical. But now the other part that we're gonna, that remains to be seen that we're going to have to watch for is how well does Devontae verbalize and lead a group of young wide receivers and an offense and work and bridge the gap between that quarterback. That's critical, in my opinion, as I have seen it over the years.
Well, all right, Vince, Devontae Adams, does he have something left in the tank? He didn't light up the Raiders. He didn't light up the Jets. Of course, no one did. So is he going to light up the Rams?
Well, I think he would in this kind of system, Michael, because there will be a specific criteria and specific game plan that will involve Devontae Adams. And that will be very illicit when it comes time to make plays. And he will step up when he's called upon. And I think the thing that Cooper Kupp brought to the team was that his ability to fight through any adversity that you would have on your team, and he would show up in a big way and in a big time.
Did it for years.
And so,
years.
And I think that's something that is difficult to replace. But I think Sean McVay has a different plan of attack. I think he's going to go to three tight end kind of formations. He's built his team around some tight ends now. He's got a new running back, Jaquez Hunter from Auburn, who can squat 650 pounds. He's a big, strong guy. He's going to be a good complement to Kareem Williams.
He's an explosive back.
Right, and Blake Corum. I mean, they'll have a tandem of running backs that will be very good. The question mark to me, Jackie, is Alaric Jackson. Because with his blood clots, and he's going to probably be out for this whole entire year. They got DJ Humphries. Explain how that's going to affect this offensive line.
The one thing that you have to have, in addition to all of these great receivers and running backs and quarterbacks, and we can talk about them all day long, but if you don't have a blind side protector, a blind side, weak side run blocker that can get it done over there against those guys on that right side that are coming off the dominant side of their body, closing to the pocket, then you're going to be forfeiting a lot of games, Vince. Yeah. And so what the Rams have had to deal with, first of all, they dodged a bullet that Alaric Jackson didn't sign with someone else. And they gave him a contract that was comparable to his value to this team. Right. Now they found out that he has blood clots. Now, blood clots is nothing to say, okay, well, put him on a blood thinner and let's give him a couple of weeks. No, that's not the way that works out. If you've got blood clots, you're talking about the possibility of one of those blood clots dislodging itself, going to your brain, going to some other vital organ, and you being no longer with us. That's the seriousness of having blood clots. So what they did was they went out and purchased some good insurance by bringing in DJ Humphries. Now, DJ Humphries, a couple of years ago, tore his ACL, and he was, hampered by that. And then he came on last year. He was with Kansas City, and after he practiced with them for a couple of weeks, and they were struggling at that position, Andy Reid said, well, we're going to put him
in. He didn't play in the Super Bowl, did he?
No. But he was a guy that they invested in because he was a first-round pick that has started 100 games in the National Football League at left tackle. So you're going to invest in a guy like that, which is exactly what the Rams are doing. They have a guy now that if he's healthy, he may start the season, depending on how Alaric Jackson recovers. And certainly if Alaric comes back, he's going to be a quality backup for him. And
okay,
they got him
guys,
on the cheap. They got him on the cheap as well.
Guys, here's what I'm seeing now. This is kind of an important training camp. As a guy, Vince Ferragamo, who had a battle for positions when you were first starting up with the Rams, will there be position battles here? Is there going to be a lot of, is this guy going to go, this guy going to go? What's going to happen here in training camp?
Well, yeah, I think there's, especially at the offensive line, Michael, I think there's going to be a struggle to see who the starting five are going to be because they have to play as a unit up front. And that's going to take a lot of, deciphering and evaluating these players and how well they work as a group because that's the key. But, you know, the strength of this team, we'll talk about it more coming up here, is their defense. And they're so young on defense. I think they got perhaps a really good linebacker in this Nate Landman.
Oh, yeah.
And then they also picked up Emmanuel Forbes. We'll see how they fit into this defense. But this is a young, energetic defense that kept the Rams in many of the games last year.
And I think that's the backbone of their team.
Right? It is right now.
It's only a rumor, but I've heard it expressed at Rams training camp. They're going to be serving HarmonyCheese.com. And maybe that'll bring the guys together.
Certainly they better have some blueberry. I guarantee you that.
So check out our sponsor, HarmonyCheese.com, and email us, onpoint@crntalk.com. Again, onpoint@crntalk.com. Follow us on our YouTube channel. Check it all out here at On Point Live. Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater, we'll be back.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn with the stars of our show, Jackie Slater and Vince Ferragamo. We're talking about Rams training camp. And before we leave that, let's go to each of our gentlemen here. Start with you, Jackie Slater. Who do you think is going to give the Rams some problems this year? Maybe in their own division, maybe in the league. What are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, obviously they're going to have some problems when you look at the league and the NFC. You're going to have some problems with Philadelphia. And then I think, you know, Washington is going to be a team that have a really good young quarterback and a great coaching staff, in my opinion. And then I also, you know, don't forget about Minnesota and don't forget about Seattle with what they're going to be doing up there. The 49ers are going to be – I think the 49ers now, they've got a great group of leaders over there in Shanahan, John Lynch, the general manager, and they just brought in Salah, who was the former head coach, and the former defensive coordinator with the 49ers. So that group is back together. I look for them to – the three of those guys to make that football team a whole lot better. I think the Rams are going to be formidable, but they're going to have some competition, and it's about time that we see a real, real, real competitive NFC West.
Vince,
go ahead.
I kind of agree with some of that, Jackie. I think the 49ers will resurrect a little bit. I think with Robert Saleh, he'll add that that's what a missing piece was last year in that team was their defense, and they will be upstarted again this year. I think there'll be some other teams that will be rejuvenated. I like the Chicago Bears. I think Ben Johnson, who's coming from Detroit,
is
a great offensive coordinator. I think he's going to add a lot to that team. I just don't think Detroit offensively will be as sound as they were last year with John Morton. I don't see that in that offense, the scheme. But I still think they'll be okay. I think the Commanders, again, Jackie, are going to be very good. And Philadelphia Eagles are the top team. They have the best personnel. The Rams are going to be tough in the West. I think the NFC West, I think the 49ers may challenge a little bit, but I think Seattle has more to gain as an upstart team with a new quarterback and, you know, Cooper Kupp being over there, knowing the Rams. I think they're going to give the Rams a little bit of a run for their money. But
for sure that every secondary, every guy in the Rams secondary, whatever his weaknesses may be, they're going to find out about it wherever Cooper Kupp is. When Cooper Kupp gets done informing them about the strength and the weaknesses.
He's impossible to cover.
He's unbelievable.
We already told you
about
that.
Just absolutely unbelievable.
He has the ability to go inside or outside from inside the field. And you brought up a great point. He can block a little bit. So they will get their running game going, too, up in Seattle, knowing what their direction is going. So it's going to be very, very exciting this coming year, Michael. But we'll see a lot what's happening and get a lot of information from these training camps that are starting soon.
Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater. I see, gentlemen, something different. I think the Rams may be having problems this year with the referees. Then again, it's the Rams. I've seen some of the calls. Maybe they don't have problems with the referees. Here's what happened. The NFL made a move. The league fired, listen to this, three referees for performance-related issues as part of a push for higher officiating standards, per the NFL's VP of officiating, Ramon George. Now, the referees fired, James Carter fired, Robin DeLorenzo, Robert Richardson. Apparently, there were examples of three controversial calls that were made. And Vince, let's start with you. September 15th against the Bengals. Tell us about this one, a questionable pass interference call.
Oh, okay. Those three calls were all against the opposing teams against the Chiefs. And somewhere along the line, one of these anonymous referees are saying how favoritism is being displayed with some of these referees. That's not the question here, because all those plays and all those calls were legit. Legitimate calls.
So wait, questionable pass interference call gave KC field position in a game.
It was not questionable. There's nothing questionable at any of these calls. And these guys were fired for no reason at all, because that was a legitimate. When you're a receiver and the ball's in the air, you cannot be hit from behind by a defender.
You can't.
The ball. The ball. It's an interference. The other play where was it was an.
Raiders on November 29th.
A premature snap. That was not a premature snap. Nobody moved. The ball was snapped. O'Connell was back in the backfield, wasn't looking for the ball, hit him, and the Chiefs recovered. That's a fumble recovery.
December 21st against the Texans, a forced fumble on Patrick Mahomes reversed to an incomplete pass.
Okay, DeMeco Ryans has a great defense over there with the Texans, okay? But Patrick Mahomes was in the pocket. He was moving up in the pocket. His arm was moving forward. Not 1 inch, 2 inch. It was moving about a foot to a foot and a half forward. The ball came out of his hand, and they recovered. They said, oh, it was a fumble. That's an incomplete
Jackie
forward pass.
Slater,
an
incomplete Jackie pass. Slater.
Every day of the NFL season.
Hey, I can see favoritism, but those weren't favorite calls. There's another team I know that there's calls going against.
Okay, now listen.
Jackie,
This is what concerns me.
Okay,
this is
an anonymous official.
Just a wee bit.
What?
When I hear an anonymous official, an anonymous NFL official state that the NFL is shifting away from favoritism to a performance-only culture, now, I have to wonder a little bit about that. Wait a minute. Are we shifting away from the role?
So there was favoritism.
I mean, why would he say that? Why would you be shifting away from favoritism? Why should there ever be any favoritism? I maintain that this is a disgruntled former employee that's just wanting to shake things up. Because when you make a statement like that, you make the people feel like this game has been rigged for a number of years, and all of a sudden they want to change it. Vince and I were talking last night. We looked at every single one of those calls, and on the drive-in this morning, we concluded that the Kansas City Chiefs are one of the best coached, best mannered football teams in the National Football League because every single one of those opportunities, they earned them. They earned every opportunity that came up.
It just what happens is you call the game the way you see it, and those games, those plays were all legitimate.
Legitimate.
They were coached that way, and that's the way you play the game. When you do something illegal and you penalize a team for no reason at all, just so another team can take advantage, that's favoritism.
I know
there's other teams like that are out there. I'm not going to mention which team it is, but they've gone on and did really well with some of these calls. So, hey, come on. Let's be real here.
So, wait a minute. Let me make sure I understand what you just said.
Right.
You said that you know that there are some teams that you perceive – based on the
calls
are being favored. Okay. Being favored. Is that what you're saying?
Well, sure.
Okay, well, now.
I won't be the only one to tell you that.
Okay, well, I just wanted to make sure that I understand that you are in agreement with this official who said that they are moving away from favoritism.
Well, so that means favoritism was part of
that.
That
means favoritism was.
Well, I wonder who's paying off these referees.
And has been definitely a part of what's been going on.
I'd like to think
that it wasn't the case when we were playing. But who knows?
This was an anonymous official. He's anonymous, stating the NFL, Jackie, as you mentioned, is shifting away from favoritism, meaning there is favoritism there because they're shifting away from it to a performance-only culture. What the hell is that saying?
First of all, I can't understand why the National Football League would hire a person who would make a statement like that. To me, to make a statement like that is cutting your own throat. You're in the business of calling and officiating NFL games, and you're going to make a statement like that indicating that your work is not fair and not above board. I don't believe that personally.
Well, some
I know
people,
you do. I know you do.
Some
but
people
I don't
say,
believe that.
I don't believe the guy. He didn't step forward to tell you who he is, but maybe there is some truth to what he is saying. There is some truth to that.
Well, I don't know.
Why would he say that?
Why would he say it?
Why would he come out and say that?
I would like to think that the men that I know that are running the National Football League are legitimate guys who are honest, who are fair, and they would have it no other way. That's what I personally choose to believe, and I'm inclined to believe that whoever this person is a disgruntled former employee that probably lost his job for making a bunch of bad calls.
Let's bring one of these officials on.
We'll
here's the thing about football. The refs seem to be, you know, you don't know their names. You don't talk about it. In baseball, we get their names. So let's look at baseball a second, since you want to talk about officiating. Have you watched Major League Baseball, where in every game there's 20 calls that are missed behind home plate? They got that little rectangle at the home plate where you can watch the pitches go in there. The other night, the Dodgers had Yamamoto pitching almost an immaculate inning. Three pitches, strikeout number one. Three pitches, strikeout number two. Two pitches, it's an 0-2 count. Third pitch comes down in the center of the strike zone, in the middle. You saw it, Jackie. You saw it, Vince. And they called it a ball. Now, that's a problem in officiating.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Well, even Ohtani. You saw Ohtani step away from the plate after being called on a third strike.
How many times have you seen Ohtani argue with the call?
He never complained. Even when he gets hit by a pitch ball, Jackie. Never. He
just throw his hand up, back away. But he was visibly shaken, visibly upset with that call. And you're looking at it. That call, that ball was low and way inside, and there's no doubt about it. It come nowhere near the corners.
Sometimes
of the
it's the interpretation of a referee. Maybe he blinks or something.
Maybe
he can't see the ball.
Maybe he needs glasses.
I mean,
the only problem, and then he'll look to the guy out at first base or shortstop or wherever the guy out there, and wait for him to signal.
Oh yeah,
and he certainly can't see it.
He's got a better look. Yeah. So let me ask you: you're managing a baseball team, both of you guys. Yeah. Do you get out of the dugout and run over there and say, "What the hell's wrong with you behind home plate? Your eyes?
You gotta be like Tommy Lasorda.
I think the fans expect
And walk out there, and then
Tommy do, Vince? What would Tommy do?
Oh, Tommy would go there and give him a mouthload.
I mean,
he would just get right, confront the referee and tell him what's going on, why he's interpreting it the wrong way. Billy Martin would do the same way, just kick dirt on his foot. Right. I mean, come on. Let's get this thing straightened out.
Get it straightened out right now.
Let's get an anonymous official on our show stating that the NFL is shifting away from favoritism to a performance-only culture.
I'm
going to take a break here. We'll come back with more. We're hot today. It's On Point Live. Check us out on Instagram, on.point.live. Check our website out, onpointlive.net. Don't forget, check us out on the YouTube channel. Subscribe to On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. We're going to take a break. Don't forget, harmonycheese.com, your best cheese. We're going to taste some on the show coming up here. So stay with us on Point Live. We'll be right back. Thanks for joining us.
This summer with Kohl's, you can rack up the compliments. Like, ooh, where'd you get that dress? Or what are your makeup secrets? Because Kohl's has what you need. Cute dresses, Sephora essentials, stylish polos, comfy kids' clothes, and more. Plus, take 20% off some of your faves. And enjoy a sales tax holiday in Mississippi. Yep, cue the compliments with Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offer ends July 20th. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. See store or kohls.com for details.
All right, Takis fans, Wendy's knows you love your Takis Fuego chips, so we thought, why not make a Takis Fuego meal with a Takis Fuego chicken sandwich with spicy chicken topped with crushed Takis Fuego chips and creamy corn spread. Plus, it comes with Fuego fries inspired by Takis and a bag of Takis Fuego chips. If we add any more heat, we might start an actual... I told him this would happen. For an intense new take on Takis chips, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, tools, home essentials, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through July 18th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Progressive's teen driver discount could lower the cost of insurance for your teenager and save you some money. And then you can still spend money on them. Because just when you think you have a grasp on spending, new sneakers! And then it's money for a school field trip, and of course, spending money. Oh yeah, and a new phone to replace the one they dropped in the toilet. Oh, don't remind me. So just get Progressive's teen driver discount. And then you can continue to spend money on them. Endlessly.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states and subject to terms and conditions.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Wow, On Point Live. Welcome back to the show. This show has been like a tennis match. The ball's, whoever's got the ball ready to go. Oh, I got it. Hold on a second. I got Michael Horn along with Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater. He got a little hot there, a little heavy about officiating, so we thought we'd bring someone in to kind of cool things down. We got Jerry Haynes here. Jerry's the founder and the CEO of Harmony Cheese. This guy is a seasoned cheese expert. He's got 30 years experience in the dairy industry. Based in Wisconsin, Harmony Cheese is. They specialize in crafting and shipping a variety of great cheeses everywhere around the United States. Jerry's worked with many companies. He's knowledgeable in areas like the aging, the grading, the sales, the procurement of Harmony Cheese. That's their focus. They focus on shipping and Wisconsin-made cheese, the very best cheese, comes from Wisconsin. So what we've done here is we've brought in, for our experts here, the two big cheeses of On Point Live are here. We're talking about Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater. They have with them to taste the blueberry maple cheddar, the Merlot cheddar, and the bourbon cheddar. Jerry Haynes, welcome to the show.
Thank you, guys, and thanks for making me be the in-between guy to settle those two guys down. I'm ready.
Hey, Jerry.
You're the referee, Jerry.
Before we get started. Wait a minute. Before we get started, Jerry, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Jerry? This is Jackie.
Yes.
Would you please share with me where the heck did you get the idea of coming up with a blueberry maple cheese? I ate a piece of this with lunch.
I'm going to try it right now.
I'm telling you, this is the best piece of cheese that I ever had in my life. Where did this come from?
Well, it's kind of it's a twofold to it. The first fold was we wanted to come up with something very colorful for the 4th of July in the USA. And we came up with this. And then we're like, okay, what goes with it? What colors go with what? And we just kind of, as a team, put that together, and we thought, oh, this would go good. You never know how these are going to work out. And but once he got it, and once we said, this turned out phenomenal. I mean, as far as cheese, we're quite surprised. I mean, we weren't surprised. I don't want that on record. But we knew we'd always make good cheese, but we didn't understand how great it would be.
And red, white, and blue. It's got red. Blueberry is the blue. It's got the Merlot cheddar is the red. The bourbon cheese over there. Vince, your thoughts on this blueberry
it's
maple?
It's also packaged. It says proudly Wisconsin cheese. And I know Jerry's been a long time cheese lover and a cheese producer. So, I mean, Jerry, this blueberry maple has sweet and savory at the same time, which is really, really interesting. And, you know, sometimes the cheese just goes one way or the other. This goes both ways.
Yes.
And it's long-lasting, too. It just kind of sits there in the back of your taste buds, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, you and your wine savant and all of that cheddar and shredding and all of that. And, you know, instead of just cutting you off a chunk of cheese and eating it like this, is the word is delicious.
Okay, but Jackie, okay, you know what my favorite one is, though, really?
What's that?
This Merlot cheddar, white cheddar.
All right. I tasted that.
Okay, this is so mellow.
This is better than Abergele. This blueberry maple is better than Abergele to me.
Stop for a second here. You're telling me your Abergele man, Jackie Slater, is now your favorite is blueberry Merlot cheddar?
The blueberry maple he likes.
I like the Abergele. I like the Abergele, but I like this better.
This is so mellow, Jerry. Jerry, how did you make this? did you actually put Merlot wine in this cheese?
Man. There's actually wine that goes right with the cheese. It's something that came up years ago, it turned out so you got to have the right wine, right, Vince? All the right ingredients, and you know you got to put all the right ingredients in, and you come up. But it took a little time and effort to get there. But it But now we pretty much mastered it pretty well that we make a very consistent piece of cheese like this. One of my favorite cheeses is that. And, you know, and then you pair with wine, you know, like your wine, you know, and everything too. It's the flavor, it's subdued, it's not overpowering, right?
No, I mean, it's mellow. Kinda, it's just so balanced. But Jackie, let me tell you, when you put wine with food, my wife, who loves to cook, she has to get good white wine, and she actually puts it on this, you know, on the burner, mm-hmm. and it cooks off the alcohol, right? But it adds a flavor to the food, just like this Merlot wine with the cheese. It's the same kind of a principle, I would think, and it really is. It's a really good blend.
Okay, well, let me just say this, Vince.
Hold on here a second. I got to blow the whistle here on the show. We got bourbon cheddar to taste, and Jackie Slater, who's been known to every once in a while have a little snifter of something. I need your thoughts on the bourbon cheddar. Yes. Please,
well, the
Jackie.
Bourbon cheddar is kind of solid. It's kind of like bold to me. It's kind of like, mm-hmm. it's kind of like, you know, it's flavorful, but it's solid, like the kind of cheese I used to eat when I was a kid back in Mississippi. When you go into the and you go into the store and they have these big blocks of cheese.
Were you drinking bourbon when you were a young kid?
No, I wasn't drinking no bourbon.
It's like bourbon.
But I mean, it just tastes like it's got a real strong taste to it. Like
I can eat a lot of
this cheese though.
I would have regular saltine crackers with that.
Yeah, but this cheese you can just keep eating.
Yeah, I know. Full. Regular saltine crackers.
Have you tried this one?
Yes. I tried them, but I don't.
Yeah, actually, I'm getting like this one.
I don't like it as well as this.
No,
Jackie,
because you like sweet stuff.
How about Jack Daniels, your friend, along with that bourbon cheddar? What
that
do you think?
That would go good.
Jack Daniels. Yeah, I haven't thought about that.
Well, no.
Michael's always trying to bring a little booze into the cheese tasting thing.
Sorry.
Hey, the Super Tuscan wine would go great with this.
All right, how do we get the cheese, Jerry? Jerry, how do we get the cheese? That's what we want to know.
Oh, you just go online. It's harmonycheese.com, and you go ahead and you pick it out and just order it, and it gets sent right to you. It gets sent right to your house.
And you got lots of cheeses to choose from, am I right?
That is correct. But now we're going to up our levels today with the blueberry, you know,
blueberry,
maple cheddar.
Blueberry, maple, and then from there, Abergele.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Go.
All the cheeses are great, Jerry.
Jerry, man, we love
you're
you.
You're awesome. We got to come see you in Wisconsin soon.
Jerry, I have one more question. Jerry, I have one more question.
One more question.
At your place where you're producing these cheeses, is it like a big mass production where you got 500 or 600 people working there? Or is it kind of like a ma and pa type company where you got maybe 100 employees max?
No. You guys are going to laugh at this. It's very small. It's I always think it's like the Keebler elves a little bit, you know, where we got five people that make this cheese.
Five people.
That's all it takes. Yeah.
That's all it takes.
You need a lot of cows, though. A lot of cows.
Five people.
I'll tell you what it is. It's two guys. Here's what it looks like, Jackie. It's two guys in suits and ties smashing cheese in their mouth while they're doing their radio show. That's what it looks like. Jerry, we love you, Jerry Haynes. Thank you.
Hey, Jerry, good talking to you, buddy. Hope to see you soon.
Jerry. Thanks, man. I love this blueberry maple. It's delicious.
We got to come to training camp, Jerry.
We got to go see this cheese.
Yeah, we got to go see it.
Five people.
Hey, Vince played for the Green Bay Packers.
We're coming out there.
How does five people
make
this?
Man, okay, well, pass the cheese over here to Corey and myself, please. Could we have some cheese while you guys talk about the All-Star game?
Everybody got their own package.
I got mine.
This is mine. Vince has his. Your packages are back there someplace.
All-Star game, please. Let's go.
Oh, boy. You know, the Dodgers got five guys playing in this All-Star game, the most of any team.
Yeah.
They've got Freddie Freeman.
And they don't have Mookie Betts.
And Mookie Betts. And, you know, Mookie is like the star. But. You got Otani, you got Freeman, Will Smith, who even Dave Roberts said at the beginning of the season, watch Will Smith this year, and he was right on because he's having a great season. Yamamoto, who's newly acquired for the Dodgers as a pitcher, and also Clayton Kershaw.
He had an off night the other night.
Yeah, he did, but he's a premier pitcher, and he deserves to be an All-Star.
Clayton got the nod, there after striking out three people in six innings and getting this 3,000 strikeout. That was pretty good. But the Dodgers have had some problems, gentlemen. When the show is being done here, they've lost a few in a row, and they're going to need this All-Star break to get it well.
Michael, before we move on talking about the Dodgers, the Dodger game, when everybody was glued to their seats, waiting on Clayton Kershaw to break that record.
Yeah.
And it couldn't have been worse the way the game was going for them. It was awful.
They were losing.
They were losing big time.
Yeah, but who won the game?
And then all of a sudden, my man from Orange County, California, down in Orange.
Freddie Freeman
stepped up and saved the day. It just took all the all the suspense out of the afternoon.
You know, Jackie,
was taken away right then and there, and it was just special.
You know, Michael, my grandson loves baseball, and he's a first baseman. He's a pitcher, and you know, he's a pretty decent hitter. And when he gets up there, you know, I told him, I said, even the greatest players strike out. I mean, you know, you're not – and that's the thing about baseball is, like, you can have a bad game, you come back the next game, and you bounce back. You know, people have slumps. They get in a slump. They may not get a hit for a week or so. Then they come out of the slump. And that's just the greatest thing about baseball.
Yeah.
It's a fun game to play. My grandson loves it. And I says, hey, you know, you got to just take it with a grain of salt. Move forward.
I don't know about the greatest players, but even I strike out sometimes.
Well, you know, I can appreciate the game. When I look at a baseball game and I see the individuals as they're in the dugout, as they're in the batter's box there and they're waiting for their opportunity to go and bat, I see skilled individuals in their minds going through what their processes are. And to me, that is very, very impressive. I can't imagine, you know, me being in that situation with all the lights on me individually and me having to step up and based on my skill acquisition and what I know about the game and what I've learned about that particular pitcher. All of that has to come to the plate in order for me to be successful. And I'm just so impressed when I see some of these baseball players.
But see, Jack, you played 20 years in the NFL, and you know what work ethic is, and you put the time and the effort in, and you get it back. And you persevere. I mean, that's one of the great things about sports. And you have to continue to work, and work at your craft so it becomes second nature.
Right.
Same thing with batting. Same thing with pitching. You know, you do it over and over and over again until it just becomes second nature. Mm-hmm. And you have so many skills that most people out there don't know about offensive linemen. Some people call it a skill position. No, offensive lineman, it does require a skill.
Thank you,
a
Vinny.
Lot of skill.
Thank you, Vinny.
You know, because I've seen you coach it, and, I mean, it gets technical.
It does.
It gets real technical.
It really
does.
And
if you don't understand the technicalities of it, you're going to get beat.
You're going to get beat bad. You're going to be bad.
And Jackie.
Like a governor's mule.
Like you stole the governor's mule.
Oh, man.
And Jackie, I've watched you. Seriously, we talk about it here on the show with the commercial that runs and everything. You've worked with a lot of NFL players and helped them turn things around. So have you, Vince Ferragamo. I mean, that's the key. You love the game, number one, and you know you got to work at it. And I think if you impart that to kids and to people coming up in the league, that's the big deal because you're giving back to the industry. And you could be an official if you want to also. If you don't have any bias of any kind, you could do that. So you guys.
Hey, Michael, are you a tennis fan? You got to talk about Wimbledon.
Yeah, Wimbledon. We can talk about here a little bit. I do watch it on occasion. I used to be at the tennis team in high school.
Oh, man, I'm telling you that Alcaraz.
He's
something else.
He's a dynamo.
How about Sinner winning that game against Dimitrov? Dimitrov had a pec pull, and he had to he was getting cleaned out. He was getting wiped out, and he proceeds. But we're in round of 16. We'll see the quarterfinals soon, and then we'll see if Alcaraz can win back-to-back.
I was disappointed.
Grand Slam.
Coco Gauff
got eliminated.
Right out.
Yeah.
My goodness, that was disappointing.
After winning
the
French Open. Yeah, well.
Check out our YouTube
back.
Channel. Subscribe to On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. Our Instagram is on.point.live. Our website, onpointlive.net. We're here every week because of harmonycheese.com. And you can email us any questions, anything you hear on the show. Please send us an email, onpoint@crntalk.com. onpoint@crntalk.com. The show is run at crntalk.com. You can listen to it on radio stations around the country. Go to crntalk.com. Click on the faces of Vince and Jackie. Find out more about On Point Live.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
We're back with On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn along with Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater. Before we leave, guys, and this show has flown by today. What a great show. Lakers offseason. What about this Luka Doncic? Is he like running the squad now that Genie Buss is out of there? What's going on?
Well, before that, it was LeBron James, you know, Jackie. I mean, LeBron was the man in charge. But I think right now, Luka's the guy that they're building the whole team around, obviously. And, you know, they're trying to decide. They want to beef up. They got a big, tall player. Didn't they get a center that's going to come aboard?
DeAndre Ayton.
Yeah,
who was the first overall pick a few years back.
So they're going to need somebody at the post.
He's a good big. There's no doubt about it. You know, the thing I look at here, it seems to be a changing of a guard.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a smooth transition because LeBron James has acknowledged already that Luka Doncic is now the shot caller.
When he first came in, Jack, he says, hey, Luka's the quarterback.
The receiver. Yeah, I know. You know, he's Luka's acknowledged.
Shots.
It's been an ongoing theme with him. He's acknowledging that.
That's a great thing to observe.
And then a couple of other things that has happened, at least what I'm hearing, is that now the organization is starting to ask Luka, what about this guy? What about that guy? You like this? You like that? We think this. We think that.
You think that's a good idea?
I think it's a great idea.
Wait.
He's going to be. I know he's not the owner of the team, but they.
Thank you.
You think they didn't ask LeBron James? You think they didn't ask Magic Johnson? You think they didn't ask Kobe?
No, Jerry West made all
you
the calls.
You think they didn't ask Kobe? Well, I know he was making the calls, but you think that
Magic,
those?
Man.
If you don't think
you
those
guys
were talked to about the personnel that they were going to be playing with,
they never asked us. They never asked us.
Yeah, but you guys. Guys, what difference does it make with us with 11 guys on the field?
Come on.
Yeah, they only have five guys.
They only got five guys.
There's only
they got
five
to work
out
with.
There, Michael.
And the other thing about Luka that I like is that the guy has taken it, you know, he's taken all of the criticism about him never being in shape and not able to finish the game to heart, and he's working on that. He's getting himself in shape.
What happened to the general manager of the club?
Well, you don't hear much about the general manager.
Yeah, but I don't think there's a general manager worth his salt or sweat that doesn't confer with his top players about who they need to bring on board, who what help he needs to make this team successful.
Check us out at the website onpointlive.net, Instagram on.pointlive. Email these guys. They'd love to hear from you. onpoint@crntalk.com.
James Harden a new contract.
onpoint@crntalk.com. You can check that out. This show comes to you every week at this time on this radio station, and check us out on our YouTube channel. Always remember one thing we always say right here on the show. What is that, gentlemen?
What do we say, Jackie?
Stay on point.